Today's Mishnah will learn the first and second Mishnah from the fourth parak Masechta Tamid. The Mishnah begins, Lo Yakov Dina Tatlai. So it's now time to learn about the offering of the Korban Tamid. Mishnah explains that they wouldn't bind all its legs together, nor would they bind, say, its forelegs together and then the hind legs together. Ella, rather than Ella Ma'akdinoto. They would combine the fore and hind legs, so the right foreleg and hind leg together, and then also bind the left foreleg and hind leg together. Now, why would they do it this way and not in the ways described previously? One understanding is because that's the way that was chukat goyim, that's the way they used to bind their animals when they were offering a korban. Another understanding is considered bizayon, it's considered disgraceful to bind a korban in that fashion, because that's how they would, the traders would restrain such animals when they want to sell them, so we did it in a different fashion. Mishnah continues, those other kohanim, they're going to take the evarim, the limbs, onto the kevesh, onto the ramp, after this korban is taken apart. They would restrain the animal. And this is exactly how it was performed. It says, Rosho ledaron. Its head was facing towards the south. So importantly, it will be facing towards the mizbeach from the vantage point of where this korban is going to be. If you recall, so in other words, this korban is actually going to be slaughtered, as we'll learn in a moment, in the northern side of the Azara, more importantly, the northern side of the mizbeach, not on the mizbeach, in front of the mizbeach. So it says Rosho ledarom. So its head would be facing towards the mizbeach, or panav lamarav, and they would turn its head to face the marav of the west, and that's the location of the heichal. Hashochet omed mimizrach, the individual who's going to be, the kohen is going to be slaughtering this korban, will be standing on the eastern side, so if you like, next to this korban, and its hand with its hand behind, it's the eastern side, but both the korban's head and the kohen's head are both facing towards the heichal, even though he is more really on the side of this animal. Again, on the eastern side, and it says Shoshach ayu nishchat al keren tzfonit marvit al tabat shnia, and shel ben harbayim ayu nishchat al keren mizrachit tzfonit al tabat shnia. So we've already explained that on the northern side of the mizbeach there was this Beit Hamitbachayim, which was this place where there were pillars and the blocks of wood on top of it that they hung the korban on, which we'll get to in a moment. However, in between the mizbeach and the Beit Hamitbachayim were a lot of rings, tabaot. There are 24 in total, and that is because there were, as you recall, there are 24 different mishmarot, different the roster, if you like, of the kohanim that used to work in the Beit HaMikdash. And each of mishmar had its own ring, and we learned about that, I think, back in Masechet Sukkah even. And they would use that to restrain the animal that they were going to be slaughtering for the particular korban of the day. Importantly, what the Mishnah says, when it comes to the korban tamid that's offered in the morning and in the afternoon, it wouldn't be offered in the mishmar's unique ring. It would always be offered in the same ring. And that is, Mishnah says, it's an al keren sfonit ma'aravit. So how do we understand this? So there were 24, but it was, if you like, in a grid format of 4x6. The different explanation is actually which way that was. Was it four? Was it four in line with the mizbeach and then six rows behind it, or columns really behind it, or was it the other way around? But we'll go according to the picture we have here in Kati's explanation, as opposed to the diagram that he prints as part of the general floor plan. They both have a two different ways. So here when it says the Altsvonit Ma'aravit, so it would be on the northwestern side. Again, the western side is where the Heichal is, and the north is away from the Mizbeach. What it's saying, Akeren Tzvonit Ma'aravit, which is Al-Tabat Shnia, on the second ring, what that really means, according to the way Kati explains it, is it's actually, if you're looking at the rows, or I should really be columns if you're looking at it from the perspective of as you're entering the Azara, there's a column of four rings right next to the Mizbeach, and there's a column to the right of that. So it's on that, in that column to the right of that, that's the rings we're talking about. So in the morning, it was on the western side, the if you like, the top of that column all the way towards the closer to the Heichal, and the Bein Harbayin, the one in the afternoon, was also in that second column, but towards the eastern side, so further away from the Heichal. Now, why is that? That is because the Torah says Shnaim Layom, referring to the Korban Tamid. In other words, it's opposing the day. So, in other words, it's on the opposite side that the sun is situated. So it rises in the east and sets in the west. So therefore, in the morning, we do it on the western side, and in the afternoon, we do it on the eastern side. Mishnah then continues, Shachat HaShochet, the kohen who was entrusted with the task of slaughtering this korban, he would do so, Vikibel HaMakabel, and the kohen who was entrusted with the task of collecting the blood, he would collect the blood. Bala ker mizrachit tzvonit, v'natan mizrachit tzvonit, ma'arvit dromi, v'natan ma'arvit, ma'arav dromi, droma. Now, this is familiar with us because this is a Korban Olah of which we have learnt that the Kohen would throw the blood on the Mizbeach while standing on the floor. He wouldn't ascend the Mizbeach, and he would throw it on two corners. And when it hit the corners, it actually split, if you like, and went on two sides of the Mizbeach. So the two corners he would go to, as Mishnah described, first it was Mizrachit Tzvonit, that's the first corner he would really, he would reach, because in front of the Mizbeach, sorry. Mizrachit Tzvonit, again, that is the one that is Tzvonit is the side he is on when he does a korban, and Mizrach is the further away from the Heichal. If you recall, the Yesod, the base of the Mizbeach, ran along the northern side and the western side. So it's the two corners he's going to be throwing the blood as on the parts where the Yesod, the base of the Mizbeach, ran around, so the edges of it. So Mizrach Tzvonit, and then he would go around now in between the Mizbeach and the Heichal to the Ma'arvit Dromit side, which is the opposing corner, which is again, that's the side of the Kevesh, and it's very close to where he washed his hands and feet in the morning, also very close to where that spade was, the shovel was, where they did for the Trumat Adeshen, and then he would throw the blood there as well. And Sheyarei Hadam, and the remaining of the blood, Hayashofech Al Yisod Dromi, he would pour it at the base, pretty much exactly where he's standing. If you remember, there were pipes there that went all the way down to the Nachal, to the stream that went underneath the Beit HaMikdash, and that's where the remaining blood was poured. I actually learned about that really, really recently in previous Masechta. Mishnah continues, this is now Mishnah Bet. Lo haya shoverbo, he wouldn't break the leg of this animal. Rather, in other words, because now it comes time to take the animal apart. And it says, Elo nokvo mitoch arkubo, they would perforate in the hind knee of this animal, vetoler, and then hang it up on a hook by that hole. And then vahaya mafshit, they would start stripping the hide from the animal, v'yored, and bring it, and so it's starting from the legs and going down the body. So it's a hind leg that's hung up by down the body, ancha magila chazan, until it reaches the chest of this animal, of this lamb. Higiela chazeg, when it reached that point, chatach et rosh, they'd cut the head off. Noten lemisha zachabo, and give it to the coin who's meant to take it to the kevich, to the ramp. Chatach et kra'aim, that they would cut now the shanks of, or the leg, the lower leg parts of the lamb, up until the knees. And noten lemisha zachabo, and give it to the coin who's meant to take them to the mizbeach. Merek et hafshet, then the room. Complete removing all the hide, the skin, the hide from this animal. Then karaya talev otzia damo. They would cut the heart and then extract its blood. There's an interesting point here we should mention. We haven't actually opened the animal up yet that it can reach the heart. So there's machloket here exactly what this statement is referring to. Is this out of place, or did they actually try and access the heart in a derech, by the way, of the Beit Shchitan remover there? But that's a matter for your further study. Chatach yadayin, that there would to cut then the four legs off and give it to the Unatanan, the Misha Zachabahem, and give it to the coin is meant to take it to the Kevesh. Allah, then they would, Leregel Hayamanit, they'd take the knife now to the hind right leg and Chatcha and remove it, and Unatana, give it to the Misha Zachabah, and give it to the coin is meant to take, Shnei Beitzim, and the two testicles would go along with that. And now it's only really hanging by its left hind leg. Kara'a, they'd cut the stomach open, and all the internal parts now are revealed and open for him. Natan et ha-peder, the fats, he would then not, and they would extract those fats, the chelev, and unatano al beit ha-shchita ha-rosh milamala, they'll place it on the, look, remember that one coin's holding the head, so where the part where it was decapitated, that they would cover that with the fats. Natala to Krabim, they then take the intestines, or Natala Mishza Chabahem, and give it to the Kohen who's meant to take it to the Kevesh, to the ramp. However, they gave it to him, Lahadicham, to clean them. Vaha Kares, and the stomach as well, Madichinoto, they would clean it, Bebeta Medichin, in a special Lishcha that was in the south. Eastern corner of the Azara, there were a few lishcha'ot there, a few chambers there. They would take it there to clean it out, to clean out the stomach, kortzocha, until it was completely clean and satisfactory. Vahakravaim, and the intestines, they wouldn't take it there, rather madichin otam, they would wash them, otam shalosh pamim, bimuoto, at least three times they'd clean it, ala shulchanot, on those tables, shel shayish of marble, shebein amudim, that we described back in the third perek, that was in between the pillars, which again is to the north of the rings where this korban was just slaughtered, and probably right in front of the pillars on which this animal was just hanging. We'll continue with the dismembering of this korban in tomorrow's Mishnah. There's a Mishnah today.